At brunch recently, a friend of mine joked to the waitress about the restaurant's advertised bottomless refills on mimosas, asking her just how bottomless they really were. She informed us that the most she had seen someone drink was 10 mimosas. It got me thinking, 10 mimosas isn't really bottomless. It's just 10 mimosas. No one enters the restaurant expecting to actually drink an infinite amount of mimosas. Why? Because everything from our height to how fast we can drive on the interstate to how many mimosas we can drink, we live in a world defined by limits. But God doesn't. By definition, He has no limits. He wouldn't be God if He did. But sometimes we fall into the trap of treating God like we treat a bottomless drinks sign at a restaurant. We think, that's not really what that means. Of course, there are limits. Maybe we choose not to talk to God about something important because we've already prayed a few times today and we don't want to bother Him. Or we're afraid to ask for His mercy or healing or power in a given situation because we already have so many times before. But that's not what God wants out of a relationship with us. He created us. He knows that we have limits. That's why He makes His whole limitless self available to us. Jesus tells us to come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And Peter tells us to cast all your anxiety upon Him because He cares for you. Of course, because we live in a fallen world that still waits for Christ's fullness of the kingdom to come, our experience of our limitless God will still be limited. We can still fail to fully understand things. We can still run out of energy, patience, and time. We can't change the fact that here and now, we're still limited creatures. But in Christ, we're offered a kingdom which knows no bounds. And we're invited to participate incrementally more and more in God's limitless glory, character, and being for all eternity. Through the Holy Spirit, Christ can and will give us a foretaste of the kingdom that awaits us. Just think about that. The power of the Holy Spirit, the love of the Father, and the grace of the Son are all ours for the asking. Sounds like an infinitely better deal than bottomless refills, doesn't it? I'm Joseph Tkach, speaking of life.